Welcome to the Axis Astrology Podcast. I'm Arwen O'Neill, and I'm here with my good friend Allison Price, and we are coming to you from Vancouver, Canada. Today we are going to be talking about the astrology from November 30th to December 13th, 2014, and our Astrology 360 topic for the day is the holiday gifts for the signs. So we'll be talking about some Christmas ideas.
Yes.
Yeah, just kind of...
End of year celebrations.
Yeah, exactly. What party theme possible, you know, things.
Made it through the year.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And we'll be doing a couple of book reviews as well, and moon phases like we always do, and all that.
Absolutely. So, yeah, so we're actually getting right towards the end of the year now.
We are. So we're starting out on November 30th, and let's do the transits and stuff. on the 30th, we've got... Our first thing is Mercury square Neptune. So yes. That's kind of the head in the clouds aspect.
A bit of a good one.
Fog, sort of befuddlement, possibly.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe Christmas shopping and, you know, yeah, traffic jams.
Forget where you put things.
Yeah, totally. So then December 4th is our next day, and that is Mars going into Aquarius.
Right.
Yes. So how does Mars feel about being in Aquarius? It's sort of an intellectual Mars.
It is. It's quite an intellectual Mars. There's probably a lot more going on than you think there's, because it's got to be more mental, I would assume, in that kind of sign. But it's got to be a cool Mars. I think when planets go in Aquarius, it's always like a cool sign, and they're kind of like chilling.
Yeah.
And they either suit that or they don't. So, yeah.
And there's enough fire going on, I think.
There is, isn't there? That's the
thing. So this will be a good little cooling off, little technological boost for the brain. It's a good time for that because, you know, eggnog and pastries and whatnot to counteract that. So then December 7th, we have the Sun conjunct Mercury in Sagittarius. New moon. New moon energy and adventurous, idealistic, courageous Sag, which is nice.
That's right.
And then on the 10th of December, we have Venus moving into Capricorn.
Yes.
So that's sort of just the traditional, conventional kind of...
Venus is the first of the, it's like inner planets to go into Capricorn. Yeah. They're all in there by the end of the year, by Christmas time.
Exactly. So good for family gatherings and all that stuff. So what is the moon up to?
Well, as we say every time, the moon is always moving. Now, this is interesting because we know that the moon takes 4 weeks to go around, and we do our podcast for 2 weeks at a time. So you'd think we would have two moon phases. But because of the way the actual moon is phasing... We had the first quarter the day before this podcast started. We're having the second quarter the day after it finishes. So the only phase we actually have in our two-week period is the full moon on the 6th of December. So that's in Gemini as well. And that's the only moon phase that we've got going on during our time. So full moon in Gemini, it's 14 Gemini. So it will rise on the horizon. So what do we do on those kind of evenings? Conversation.
Try to take a picture of the moon, but it's cloudy and so we can't.
I know! So when you see the moon rising, you know it's Gemini. It's going to be a good evening for, I'm not sure what day that will be, December the 6th, and that'll be a good evening for conversations over a glass of wine or something like that, and discussing the events of the day. And
making
and
online purchases, maybe?
Online purchase, eBay even. We were mentioning that a little earlier, and that's always a great thing. I just want to see what day that is. So that will actually be on the Saturday night. So if you want to meet your friends down at a wine bar and have some meaningful conversations, that's going to be a good day to do it as the moon rises. Well, it'll be at sunset as the moon rises, right?
Nice.
And that'll be a good evening. So that's Saturday the 6th, so pencil that in.
Good social night.
Yes, exactly. A social night, yes.
Which brings us right into our Astrology 360 topic, which is holiday gifts for the signs.
Yes.
So we just... We've put together a bit of a playful list of, obviously everyone has their tastes and whatnot, but these are some ideas. If you're just stuck for ideas about what to get that special fill in the blank in your life, this is a range of things that, you know, you might want to consider for each sign.
This is kind of fun, I think.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure what you're coming with.
Yeah, exactly.
You see, you made your list, now we're checking it twice, right?
Oh my goodness.
So if we took the signs in order, then we would, what we're going to do is suggest some gifts for the people in your life who are these particular sun signs, and maybe you can find something from there.
Yeah, exactly.
So up first, we've got Aries.
We do.
So what are you suggesting
I'm suggesting,
that?
Well, I'm saying maybe tickets to a comedy show or a sporting event of some kind.
Right.
And now this is not something to get your Virgo, because I am terrified of comedy shows. I'm terrified of anything that might want audience participation. But this tends to go over well with Aries, I've found in my life.
Yes.
And, you know, a good housewarming gift if you're doing the whole going over to the house of someone and you wanted just to bring something as
a celebrate
call that. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Sort of maybe a game, like a, you know, like a fun board game that gets everyone active and competitive, like, I don't even know what board games are going on now. Cranium or Taboo, like maybe 10 years ago, would have been, you know, kind of something that has like a little trivia and a little bit of, you know, charades and a little bit of, you know, whatever.
Okay.
Just sort of all things and gets everyone active. So mm-hmm, that's a good thing, mm-hmm. I think, for the Aries in your life.
Good. So if Aries, if you're going to someone's home over the holidays who's having a celebration and they're Aries, these are good things to take with as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, possibly.
Alrighty.
Yeah. I don't know if you'd do the games if you didn't know them fairly well.
Well, you'd probably get to know. What about Twister, then? You'd get to know them, wouldn't you?
You get to know them pretty well then, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Or one of those murder mystery dinner parties.
Yes, exactly.
Totally. All right, what about you?
For Aries gifts, I'm suggesting sporting goods and memorabilia. Uh-huh. So there we are. At least we're on the same page. Tickets to ball games. And or adventure rides with thrills. So yeah. I'm thinking roller coasters and that bungee jumping coupons and things that all the Aries like to do.
Yeah.
For the Aries women, I'm suggesting try anything in red, like purses, scarves, and lipsticks.
Oh, good one, yeah.
Just a flash of red. It doesn't need to be hugely clothing-wise, but just personal items.
Scarf or gloves, definitely.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think Aries like bright and shiny personal gifts. Mm-hmm. They do like the bold, be bold, don't pussy about, you know, with your gifts.
Yeah, definitely. That is true.
So what about some red candles as well? Some of these pillar candles as a hostess gift, seeing as that's a good point what you brought up.
And those poinsettias. I like those.
Yes.
They don't last very long, but they don't need to.
Because in Africa, you'd never get them in at that time of the year. But excellent.
Not good for pets, though. If anyone has pets, don't leave poinsettias around.
So? Yes, they are poisonous. Know that.
Yeah.
What do they attack the pets?
Well, if the pets attack the poinsettia, it goes badly for the pet, unfortunately, as well.
So it's not like catnip, where the cat will actually climb into the plant and sleep on it and flop.
Well, they might want to, but it's not going to be good for them. Yeah.
Yes,
and chocolate's poisonous for dogs. If anyone doesn't know that, don't give your dog chocolate or your cat for that matter. Little public service announcement.
So if you're going to go to somebody's home over the Christmas period, maybe you are, but I'm not sure. And if you know what their sign is, you would take something along like this, would you?
Yeah. Well, usually bring wine. Sort of an easy. In addition to that, I'd make sure I knew what sign they were, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So speaking of hosting parties, Taurus is quintessential host.
Yes.
And one of the things that, it's a bit of an oversimplification to say that you can't go wrong giving chocolate, but it's one sign to which that can be applied with some safety, as long as it's good chocolate, because they are definitely the connoisseurs of the zodiac. They like quality in whatever it is. So whatever you're giving the Taurus, make sure that it's not, you know, a crappy kind of whatever. They'll know.
Chocolate.
Yeah, they won't appreciate that. But anything that's nice and good quality, needn't be expensive, but something of the best quality that you can manage. Mm. Whether it's flowers or wine or something lovely and scented they like, and spices even for the kitchen, stuff like that.
Oh, I think good ones. Yeah, is that?
That's my thing for Taurus.
Yeah. For Taurus, I'm thinking for women, because I always find that women get more stuff than men do anyway, as a matter of course. I'm saying silk scarves, lingerie, because that's soft on the skin, right? Mm. Fruit baskets, flowers, scented soaps and fragrances. And it's all to do with the sensual business they have, the massages, the bubble bars, the coating their bodies in the silky whatnots.
Yeah.
And then for men, they actually do get a feature here. I'm saying cashmere scarves to keep the chills out.
Yeah.
Because it's, again, soft on the skin. And Belgian chocolates or imported nuts. Now, you can read that any way you like. And cash always goes down well with Taurus.
That's funny.
We which bit? The Belgian nut?
Well, with the cash, actually, because I had not said that for Taurus, but for a certain sign later on, I could say they're the one sign that doesn't object to a gift card.
I was always brought up, I don't know if you were, that we, as a gift, you should never give cash because it means that you hadn't actually thought to provide something. And yet, these days, it seems to be much more acceptable.
Well, now they have gift cards. And, you know, that's especially with Amazon or even Starbucks. It's almost a currency.
It is. It is. Really. It gets you going. Yeah. And
not that they need our plug, but I mean, anyone who works in an office knows that those are the...
you need a Starbucks card to get you through the day.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's always a good thing, isn't it? I think Taurus do like food and good quality of things. And of course you say,
I had a friend that was a Taurus and she was very into those bath bombs from Lush. Or the body shop, if you're, you know, in a country that doesn't have...
But not Crabtree and Evelyn. Anywho, so things like that.
Yeah.
Soaps, bubbles, and so on.
Yeah.
Do you have Taurus friends? Do you give these gifts? I mean, these are...
I used to. I don't have any at the moment.
Yeah,
I have... My grandfather is a Taurus, but obviously not so much into the bath stuff. Mm-hmm. You know. But...
And I think they also eat the chocolates in the bath. I think that's part of the thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, as a Leo, I don't see the appeal. I'm not one to linger in the water.
And as a Virgo, I would never ask or, you know, find out if someone was doing such a thing. I would be far too polite to try to find out what.
Okay.
Where are you consuming this?
Well, your time is coming.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so Gemini.
So, for those of you who've got Geminis on your Christmas list or you're visiting Geminis over the holiday season, Arwen, what do you have?
Okay, I have... they do have a notoriously short attention span, but they will appreciate anything that is thoughtful, entertaining, and novel to them. My other grandfather was a Gemini, and I gave him, when I was about 12, I gave him a letter opener for his birthday.
Oh.
And it was this clever little designed thing that had the blade sort of hidden in a U-shaped little gold thing that was nice to hold. And it didn't look like a big blade. It was a nice, clever little thing. You just swoop it over the letter and it opens it. And for years after that, for over a decade, every time I would go to their house, he would have this letter opener out. He'd make a big production of opening the mail that anyone else was in the room. He would extol the selling points of it and be like, oh, isn't this lovely? My granddaughter.
Oh, he sounds so nice.
Oh, he was amazing. Yeah, he was the best. He was the best. But they are.
And he's a Gemini.
Definitely a very, very Gemini. And I've found all Geminis to be very effusive and grateful gift receivers in any, you know, situation.
Okay. So they're never short for words, are they?
Well, they just genuinely really appreciate the thought, and that's my experience. Yeah, what about you?
My ideas for Gemini are that the twins like to receive a voucher or gift card for a bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes we know they're voracious readers, but we don't always know what.
Right.
If they do get the gift card, then they can go themselves to the store, select that from the variety of titles, or pick up stationery, journals, pens, and other goodies.
Or buy magazines, and then they won't have to admit that that's all they're buying.
Exactly. And I'm saying just make sure to include a gift receipt for exchanges, because if you do give them something, they're probably going to want to change it for something else.
Yeah.
Because it's just the nature of the sign that... Yeah. But no big deal, because they will eventually find something they like, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to offend a Gemini, I found.
Yes, yes.
Of course, when you do, though, they hold on to it.
Well.
But they are super charming.
Your words come back, do they?
Well. Cancer.
Okay, here we go.
I have a great Cancer gift story.
Ooh.
So, I'll keep it brief, but this is my favorite Cancer gift story. So I worked with a couple of real estate agents, one of whom was a Cancer, and he was very much into history. His favorite history topics were Napoleon and the Titanic. So I went out and bought him a book for his birthday, which was a book on the Titanic. It was a gigantic coffee table book with beautiful illustrations and just a wonderful looking book. So he unwraps it, and then he looks at me, and he gets his big grin on his face, and then he hoists his foot up onto my desk and pulls up his pant leg to show me a big bruise on his shin. And I'm like, And he says, "This morning, I was rushing around trying to find my keys, and there are books everywhere in my house. There's bookshelves, there's bookcases, they're all full, and there's books piled on the floor, and there's books on top of books, and it's a disaster." So he trips over a pile of books, and he's telling me this, and I'm just like staring at him, perplexed and fascinated with the story, and with his shin on my desk. And he had tripped over a pile of books and poked, like bashed his shin on a corner of a book that was sticking out from the bottom shelf. And he goes, "And it was this very book."
And the one that you given him.
Yeah. And he goes, this, out of all the 25 or 30 books I have on the Titanic at home, is my favorite one. You, my friend, have good taste in books. And then he kisses me on the forehead. And I returned the book and got a book on the Hindenburg for him instead. And he appreciated that great deal as well. But it was the best book fail or gift fail ever. It was.
So the cancer bit was not necessarily strong in the book. It was more the history.
It was about the history, yes. And about how, you know, how just effusively happy and touching that whole thing was, even though it was the wrong gift, but it was the right experience, you know? That's yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good story. His story, not mine, you know.
Oh, good one. Good one. So for Cancer, what am I saying? Cancers always appreciate another piece for their collections, mm-hmm. be it cruets, recipe books, or first editions, if you can find them.
Yeah.
Hello, eBay. I'm also suggesting that you try framed photos of the family that they can display about the house. So if it is your part of your family, put you and the picture on them and they'll put them out because yeah. it's showing family and reinforcing that. Or anything that's like homemade cookies, jams, or pickles.
Yes. Yes, definitely. I wouldn't have thought to say this because, of course, I don't cook, but that is a great idea.
Yes. Yeah. There was a time in my life when I used to make jam, can you believe it, years ago, from scratch.
Wow.
And pickles and what have you. But you know, once you start making jam, you can't make one jar. You've got like six dozen jars of jam. So you have to give it away if you make homemade jam.
Yeah.
And put those little hat things on the jars.
Yeah. And the wax thing in the inside, I always like.
Yeah. So that's kind of interesting. So anything like home cooked goods is always appreciated, I think, by Cancerians.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
Yeah, totally. So Leo.
So, Leo, what do you got for Leo?
Well, in my experience, Leos are great appreciators of the arts. One art or another, anyway. And depending on how well you know your Leo, you may be able to give them a piece by their favorite artist or favorite school of design that could go over well. If you know them a little bit less well, perhaps movie passes or gift tickets to a live event of their choosing, where it's, here's the tickets, but then they can cash it in for whatever event.
Okay.
Or a night of improv theater, and this is where you want to make sure that it's a Leo and not a Virgo. If they're on the cusp, just maybe don't risk it. But something where they can appreciate an event or something cultural. And otherwise, I find male Leos, anyway, love cologne. Not sure about the female Leos and perfume, but definitely men.
Some good
Although
ideas.
Make sure it's their signature scent you're getting and not some other scent you smelled on someone else, because they wouldn't appreciate that at all. No, not saying from experience, mind you, I'm just saying.
No, you're just commenting generally,
you know,
aren't you?
Yeah, the jungle cats. Scent is important.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you a story about that afterwards, but yes. So what I'm saying for Leo is, with Leo, the actual item is not really important, but presentation is everything. Mm. Mm-hmm. And what I'm saying is, make sure your gift is properly wrapped with complimentary ribbon and an appropriate card. And it's always good to present your offering in a dramatic way or in front of an audience.
Oh, good.
So that's my experience,
yeah.
Right? That it really doesn't matter what it is, as long as the actual ceremony is done right.
Really?
That will kind of grate on me as a Leo, if it's kind of like, you know, there it is, unwrapped. No, that's not going to
do. So reusable gift bags, not at all. You're like horrified.
No.
Wow.
And no, never mind the gift receipts. That was never going back. You see, it's going to go into the drawer.
Yeah.
Or wherever, but it will be kept. It won't be, never returned a gift in my life.
Wow.
I know.
Ah, no, that's fascinating.
So, but you can't just toss something at me and say, here you go, pair of socks, you know.
Put them on.
It's the drama and who's, you know,
it's the event.
The audience.
Interesting. All right.
So there's some clues for your
right
gift hostesses. If you're going to dinner at someone's place and they're Leo, make sure you've got it wrapped properly. Otherwise, it's really not going to go.
Do not pick up something on the way.
No
the
garage
car.
Flowers.
Yeah.
Or what do they call them? Petrol station.
Oh, I don't
Gas
know.
Gas station flowers.
We don't have that. I mean, we don't have that phrase. That's a good one, though. That's...
You know
Sounds
what I'm
like
saying?
Like what it means, yeah, totally.
You know, down at the SO pump, you can get a bunch of gas station
You clearly pick them up on your way to the party. Don't do that for Leo.
No, that's not going to work. That's not going to go down. You'd be tossed back with the plebs after that one.
That is the best tip we've had yet. valuable info there.
Tell me about the Virgo experience. Okay.
Well, I am going to go ahead and quote someone here, because I believe that of all the things I've read about giving gifts to Virgos, Mystic Medusa actually probably said my favorite thing. And she said, giving a gift to a Virgo, they really only like books. If you buy something which proves that you've actually listened to all their careful little hints all year, even better. And I have to admit, yeah, sure, it's true. You can't go wrong with books.
Books,
yeah. And book accessories, book gift cards for bookstores, those little clip-on lights that you can read in bed.
Really?
The batteries die so quickly, you're never going to go wrong.
How about a Nook? Or is it called a Kook? What's it called?
I don't know. What are you... the little Kindle things?
Yeah.
It's like buying into a system, you know?
Oh,
it's
is
like,
it? Yeah. I don't know. Okay, so...
Because then you have to... Then that's your platform, you know? I don't know how I feel about that. My hint sort of gift thing is fill up a flash drive with audiobooks and you'll keep them happy all year.
Audiobooks, that's the way to go.
Oh, yeah. And then they can multitask, which is what we really want to do.
Oh,
we want to read, but we don't want to just chill with our feet up and read. We want to read while we're doing productive stuff. At least I do.
Gosh.
What say you?
I say the Virgo on your list would like gifts that have potential, like small plants and seeds.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. How-to books and puzzles go well. Anything in miniature or mint condition. And this person will like many little gifts that go together.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why we say puzzles, jigsaw puzzles is always so much a Virgo thing. Or bits and bobs and rather have this and that and the other than make a collection of your...
Yeah, definitely.
Letter openers and your, you know, that kind of... I don't know.
And I don't even know about all the other Virgos, but for me, I am not unhappy with socks. If I need socks, you know. If they're cute socks, I'm okay with that.
Little packets.
I'm not recommending that you buy socks for your Virgo, I'm just saying.
But Virgo's like lots of little packets.
Lots of little things, yeah. Yes. Yeah, yes. One big thing would be horribly disappointing, you know. Even if it was a good thing, it would... Oh, one thing. Okay.
Because it's like they're like the small pieces that go together to make the whole...
That doesn't mean that we unwrap them fast, though. We unwrap them torturously
God,
slow.
We
do. It's true.
My brother's a Virgo. I know
apologize
how that
for that.
And then what you do, fold up the paper and put it in the drawer for next year.
No comment.
I had a Virgo friend who not only peeled off the wrapping paper beautifully and folded it flat, she then ironed it and used it again.
Just don't look under our kitchen sink.
Oh,
no.
If I look over
we're
here.
We're not going to toss
it. Yeah, I know. You're going to iron in the wrapping paper.
Libra.
Okay, so what do you think, Libras? Okay. What did you say?
Well, there's no law that says that any one sign has a monopoly on taste, but it is fair to say that Libras are especially attuned to aesthetics. Even if they don't seem to apply it to their own wardrobe, as may be the case, or their decor, most Libras do have an eye for symmetry and style, and they tend to favor the timeless over the trendy. So if you're giving them any kind of garments or anything like this, just be... conscious of their fashion sense. Don't try to sort of remake them or make them over in your own image. That's not going to probably fly. And that does make them harder to shop for, definitely. But the good thing is that even if your gift misses the mark spectacularly, the Libra will never let you know it. They will say, oh, this is the best gift I've ever had. They'll be terribly charming about it. The sweater that you knitted that had the arms so long you could tie it in the back and make it a straight jacket. Of course, darling, they wear it all the time. That's why it's in the laundry basket right now. And it will be every time you visit.
Now, that's a good one. Because you live with a strong Libra person. So
Libra rising, yeah.
So you know this.
Well, it's a combination, but I can definitely, there's half of it right
relate
here.
To that, yeah?
Yeah.
So with my Libra thoughts are that Libra will appreciate something received from a loved one, which could be of a personal item for use every day that reminds them of the giver. Also, Librans are not really bothered to receive gifts from colleagues or people they don't know very well.
That's a good one, yeah.
They actually do prefer just to receive gifts from people they give a damn about anyway, yeah. I think.
Yeah, true. Except for the Starbucks card, because...
Well, that's about as far as you can go, I think, because it's not going to have any more meaning. Yeah. If you're trying to ingratiate yourself, it's not going to work.
That is true. Yeah. Good one.
So that's kind of... So, again, I haven't really come up with a specific thing, but just if you know them intimately and you know what they're like, you're going to hit the mark, I think.
Yeah. I started that thought, and you finished the thought. That's very true, though. They are harder to shop for, but that is... Those are a couple of the reasons.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And speaking of hard to shop for...
Here we go.
Scorpio.
Mister.
They can be hard to shop for because they can be maddeningly opaque about what they really want, leaving you to throw out probing guesses to try to smoke them out, or worse, to skulk around in the hopes of finding some tidbit of clues that they've left lying around that might give you an idea about a secret hobby or collection they've been hiding. Please do not go snooping around in the Scorpio's business.
Really?
They will not appreciate
no snooping.
That. No. But if you come right out and ask, they will just counter with feigned asceticism. Oh, I don't need anything. The holidays are too commercial anyway, blah, blah, blah. And then you have a lecture on your hands. But one thing that you could do is get them one of those new digital sleeves that block the RFID, you know, scanners so that so it keeps their devices safe and hidden from snooping, prying, scanning bots.
Really?
and stealing things and people. Yeah, these are very popular now.
All right.
Digital data RFID blocking wallets or sleeves.
Wow.
Yes.
It's sorry to say.
Basically a sheet of tinfoil inside of a wallet.
Oh, I see. What yes, those? But right, yeah. Right.
Don't try this at home. It's
protecting their pin on the pin pad in the store.
Yeah, but it protects them from these people that come by with like little scanning things that that try to swipe identity theft and whatnot. It's apparently a big thing.
Okay. So that's kind of an interesting thing for Scorpio.
Yeah, totally.
Never thought of that.
Yeah.
So my thoughts on Scorpio is that Scorpio is intrigued by a mystery. So here you can leave clues to the present either as a hunt to find a hidden gift or as to the giver by, for example, leaving the gift anonymously on their desk or under a tree.
Yes.
Without them knowing who it came from. Because there's a bit of a mystery there.
That's true. Although if you're expecting any kind of satisfying resolution to that as the giver, don't hold your breath because they will not give any hint.
They will not even acknowledge that they discovered it under the tree.
No, they will not.
Funny, hey?
Yeah. Totally. Sagittarius. All right. And I've got some good experience with Sagittarians. So my the overwhelming thing in the Sagittarian gift pantheon is their taste for adventure. Mm. And if you can afford to take them somewhere, that is obviously going to be the best gift for a Sagittarian, is to take them on a trip, show them some fun, and they'll be able to hold on to that for the rest of the year. If you can't afford to take them on a trip, which is probably the majority, they love any kind of thing where they can learn about a new topic, any classes or walking tours. If you can just Google your city and walking tours, you'll probably find some really interesting things that you can do for free or under $15 each, and you'll learn something new about your wherever you live. And if you happen to live out in the country, there are also wonderful things that libraries put on. They put on lectures, they put on different little courses that you can take, and your observatories, your local zoo, your aquarium, all these things. And then you're doing something together, which they will totally appreciate, but also you're not spending a whole ton of money. That's and of course, calendars are good too.
Yeah. And talking about these walking things, I don't know if you know that in the summer here in Vancouver, there's some bunch that get together and create a labyrinth on the beach.
Oh, cool.
At some bay that eludes me, it's on the other side of where we are, over there on that side, on the Kitsilano Beach. And he marks out on low tide a labyrinth that can be walked on Sundays, and then eventually the tide comes in. And there's certain days that the guy. And I was thinking that would be good for Sagittarius or anybody else can get out there.
Right.
It's something called the Something Flats on the other side.
We'll have to look that up. Something Flats.
Yeah, imagine that. This guy there with a big compass doing, and he marked it with a stick in the sand, and he does this whole labyrinth and people go and walk it.
Neat.
So that's something also for Sagittarius.
Yeah.
So what I was thinking was that you could try gifts that take them somewhere else, either in their mind, as in a travel book, or actually give them a weekend away. And if you're not so flush, then what about an adventure movie collection like Indiana Jones? I'm afraid that shows how old I am, but that's one I remember watching.
Oh, totally. I mean, what Sagittarian doesn't like Indiana Jones?
I think so. The adventure stuff is very definitely a theme, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And they'd like rewatching movies, in my experience anyway. Okay. Doesn't matter if they've seen it.
They think they're the hero, you see.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to play the part. That's kind of an interesting thing.
Totally. Yeah.
The adventurer.
The adventurer, definitely. All right. Capricorn?
Capricorn.
Capricorn. So my other grandmother, the one that was married to the Gemini, she was a Capricorn, a very no-nonsense, practical, hardworking sort of Capricorn. She was always cooking, she was always knitting, she was always moving. She was just constantly in motion, doing these little puttering things.
Are we going to call her Granny Capricorn, then we know which one?
We could do that. She loved gardening. All summer she would be gardening. She always had her gardening gloves on and her little neat little matching set of gardening tools. Anything to do with any of those hobbies, I think, would be a great gift for a Capricorn. Something that helps them to continuously continue moving and to doing their things. And they also...
Weeding is very much a Capricorn thing.
Yeah, totally. Winter gloves, flower pots, anything that's practical like that. Nice luggage sets if you're spending a little bit more.
Okay.
Something that keeps them organized.
I'm suggesting for the Capricorns amongst us that we give coupons for something that can be cashed in or used later in the year. So it's not all sucked up on the day.
Yeah.
Capricorn people also have patience and will enjoy the anticipation of a gift. So they will like to think, oh, I'm going to the ballet in 2 months' time or whatever. And you can also prep them with, you'll get your gift later in the day type teasers, because they have patience and they will wait. So if you're not giving, I think we're talking Christmas morning, if it's not under the tree, you can say, well, it'll be on the dinner table or something, or I don't know.
That is true. Actually, my grandmother was always getting some sort of an envelope from her, all of her kids, from all the aunts and uncles, basically, because they had 6 kids and 16 grandchildren.
Right.
And so, you know, the grandchildren, it was all about us.
Yes.
You know, just, you know, presents and paper everywhere, just a whirling dervish. But she always had one envelope, and it was like, oh, this is, you know, this is from the kids, and it would be some great trip that they would take in January or February together. And so it's exactly like that. It was some little things.
They will wait. They have anticipation, and that's what they enjoy doing.
Yeah, definitely. That's great.
Time is, they've got control on time, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Not like some people who have got no control on time. So what have you got there for ideas for Aquarians?
The obvious answer is technology, but that leaves an enormous range of possibilities. It's not much of a suggestion. But I've had good luck with giving my Aquarians video games. Gadgets and gadget accessories.
Sorry, what did you say?
Video games.
Oh, video games, yes.
Gadgets and gadget accessories, any kind of gadget peripheral, software, and if you can believe it, they actually are one of the few that appreciate the contributions in the name of, but don't do that unless you know that they will appreciate it. That's, you know, not a good rule of thumb ever. But they are one of the few that might actually appreciate that.
So don't, what, if you're going to send $20 to Greenpeace?
And just make sure that they actually will appreciate that. But I've actually had a few Aquarians who that was literally what they wanted, and
I don't get it, do you?
Well, they're saintlier than myself.
People, you buy them, they get a certificate saying that they've bought a star in their name, and it's up there, number BX275J.
I haven't thought of that.
And it costs $100, and here's the certificate, and you wonder, well, did the star get the money? Follow the money, right?
Yeah. Well, there's the moon. They're selling real estate.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't recommend that either.
No. Okay.
Not for anyone. And what about you?
Oh, for Aquarius, I'm thinking the water bearers like something unlike they have never seen before, if you know what that is.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
The latest gadget or another widget on the tech side will appeal to Aquarians and give something trendy, modern, up to date. And I'm saying app vouchers.
Yeah.
For iTunes or YouTube.
Yeah, definitely.
Or whatever it is that they're into.
The last Aquarian that I was really good friends with, she was into DJing, and so, but it's not a safe bet to buy anyone records, unless you actually know they are DJing.
You're better off just with the vouchers, then they can pick and choose if they want more Angry Birds or whatever the game is at the moment, or Show of Duty, or I can't remember what they're called now.
I don't know.
No, we're
Candy
not.
Candy Crush.
We're not.
Something. We're not, no.
Aquarian types.
You have gadgets, but I
even a better tin opener, they're into that.
Yeah.
So for Pisces.
Pisces. Well, they may pretend that they're not interested in material things, but they are. And and even the most stalwart refusenik amongst them will appreciate music, certainly, movies, photo albums, possibly, camera gear if they're interested in the...
Yes.
Yeah, you know, photography.
My father was a photographer, and he was a Pisces.
There you go.
And he got a mountain of bits and bobs.
Yes, yes.
Like this, you know.
Exactly. I mean, if you know them well, you will definitely be able to find some kind of, if they're
and
into
you
that.
It's, there's to always see life through.
It's a very prop heavy sort of hobby. Photography
yes,
is.
Yes.
Anything that helps them in their latest creative endeavor or money-making scheme, whichever the case may be, they will appreciate.
Sounds good. So for Pisces, I've got Pisces don't really like being made a fuss of. Subdued gift proffered quietly will probably be well received. So you just slip it to the hostess as you come in the door, the bottle of whatever.
Yeah.
A gift of music will be appreciated, and you can try concert tickets with them as well for their music.
Oh, yeah.
And clearly these are the folk who you can take a bottle of wine. That's an absolute must.
Definitely.
Now, my family, both my parents and my sister are all Pisces, so I've had a lot of them. I've got daughters, so.
Yeah. And for them, the slipping the gift under the thing is...
Yeah, so there's not... We don't need to make a fuss, Alison. No. I want a fuss. I want a the ribbon must be, you know. But no, it's a pair of socks. Oh, you can't go wrong with socks.
Yeah.
And they'll actually put them on. And
oh, yeah. Well, I mean, as I like to... I always mention this when we talk about Pisces, but I can't get over the fact that I actually know a Pisces who started her own shoe store. Which is just amazing.
It's classic. It's classic. Yeah. It really is. Yeah. I don't have that thing about socks myself.
Yeah, I mean, I like them. But...
You like your socks, I know, and they always match, I notice.
Oh, yeah.
So,
well, They're all...
No, Pisces, you don't. No.
They're almost all black.
Well, is that the trick? You've got 37 pairs in the sock drawing of her. How many do I have to take out to get her two pairs of white? You know, those questions you used to get in maths.
Yes, yeah. No, mine are always in a pair. They're always in a pair in a little ball together. But they're all the same, basically, except for the colored, you know, puffy ones. The big, cushy, puffy, you know, around the house ones.
Okay.
I went out earlier, so I just have my black socks.
I don't even want to tell you. I don't actually, at this point, own a pair of socks. I usually just borrow my husband.
Wow. Bare feet. Interesting.
I know.
That is, yeah.
It's just not on my list of things.
You probably go down the whole list. We're not going to, but we could go down the list of like which signs are bare feet signs and which are sock signs. And apparently.
Leo are bare feet signs?
Yes, I did not know that. Although, actually, I kind of did. Now that I think about it, I lived with a Leo.
It depends where you are, naturally.
Oh, yeah.
You certainly wouldn't do this in Africa, right?
Well.
You don't know what you're going to start.
I was going to say.
You wear flip-flops in the house, but not... and it does... I must say, I never used to be a barefoot, but I used to wear slippers, right? Mm. But since when I had that back surgery, I have to walk barefoot to get the thing lined up properly more.
Isn't that interesting? They always try to sell you on the best shoe for that, but really...
He said, no.
Seems like...
You've got to stand straight and, well, you try.
Yeah.
But Pisces, I've known my sister and my mother to go out to the shops in their slippers and get halfway and say, oh, look, I've got my slippers on.
And, oh, no, we have to go to the shoe store now.
You know, really, nobody else noticed it. But, you know, at least they were a matching pair, because you don't just have one pair of slippers when you're a Pisces.
That's hilarious.
So I think that's quite interesting what we've got. I think we've picked a good selection of gifts, you know.
Definitely.
Again, with gift giving, you don't have to spend a lot, do you?
No, not at all. Unless you have kids, in which case you just will spend a lot, even if you don't intend to, I'm guessing.
Yes. Well, we always used to give ourselves a budget, because with the four, we'd always say, oh, I don't know, $50 or whatever it was, and they would spend up to that amount with each one. So everyone got the same value, even though some would have got bigger stuff than others.
Yeah.
You know, and if they're getting a CD, it's this, that's it, and then someone's got a bicycle, you know.
Yeah, but that's awkward. Well, we have a couple of book reviews.
We do.
What is that one over there? It looks British.
Yes. The book I'm reviewing this week is by Jane Struthers. You've probably heard of her?
I think so, yeah.
Understanding Astrology, How to Unlock the Secrets of Your Personality.
Oh.
Now, this is a book that is definitely aimed at the starter astrologer, the novice astrologer, the entry-level astrologer.
Excellent.
Dare I even say the teenage astrologer.
Ooh.
And I have to admit, I bought this because it's full colour.
Pretty.
I bought this when I actually thought some of my children may have an interest in astrology, so that this was simple enough that they could read it and understand their sign and maybe say, oh, I need to read more about this for such a fascinating subject. But no, it never happened. So even though I've had this book for probably, I don't know, several years, none of my children have stepped up yet. Mm. But if you do have young people in your house, or you're trying to just get the basics under your belt, this is definitely an excellent book. It talks about the planets, the signs, the stuff we know. It then goes on to tables here at the back, so you can actually work your chart out, give or take. There's rising signs and everything, and it's an absolute beginner's book. This is excellent. If you actually know nothing about astrology, this is a good one to get you going.
That's good.
And to be honest, I don't have many beginner's books on my bookshelf, but I really thought I could hook the younger generation in, but nobody's interesting.
Oh, well, now you pass it along and maybe someone will.
I will. Yeah. I'll keep thinking, well, I'll just put it on ebook, because I mean, I'm not going to read it now, but it's one of those, and of course I always put my, I don't know if you know, but I always do the library
thing. I used to do that. I used to have those. I have a whole box of them. Yeah.
Printed them. So it's Jane Struthers' Understanding Astrology, How to Unlock the Secrets of Your Personality. And it's written in plain English. A total beginner can start to learn something about astrology. And maybe after you've read this book, you're going to think, I need to get another book. And I'm hoping that would be the case if you read this book. So it's really quite nice, and it's nicely richly coloured.
It is very pretty.
Yeah, isn't it? It's
very watercolory and really.
I don't
know
if you call it a coffee table book, but it could be, perhaps.
I don't know if paperback books can be coffee table books. Mm. I think that's sort of a rule, but that is as close as you could possibly.
Yeah.
You know.
So it's really nice book.
And nice looking.
This is an astrology. She's written many advanced books, but this is her actual entry level book, and it's really very good. I do recommend it. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that's good. It's good that there's a reputable author that, so you're exactly. not just buying a beginner's book that's simplistic, but then not very well written. You know, that's a good,
exactly,
good one.
Exactly, or edited. Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
So which book did you bring along
well,
for us today?
Coincidentally, I have what turns out to actually be a beginner's book as well, but in a different, it's sort of more of a beginner's book if you are interested in astrology and you've read some things already, but you're interested in the generational patterns and you actually want to just learn more about that, but you don't really want to dive into sort of Neptune by Liz Green, giant, you know, thousand pages, or Cosmos and Psyche, which of course is the Bible of generational studies. But this is Generational Patterns Using Astrology, and it is by Edwin Rose. Actually, the first 4 or 5 pages, I read these out loud to our producer and my boyfriend, and he thought that they were really helpful. Just, it gives a brief overview of, like, here's the 12 signs, the planets, what they mean, each of them, and just a really good overview.
Okay.
It gives the historical cycles, how long it takes Jupiter and Saturn to go around, that whole thing. So that's great. And then it gives lists of names and who is in what generation, what different generations are, tied in a bit with the Strauss and Howe generations, the 20-year cycles that are sort of more mainstream generational information. So that's kind of cool.
We've spoken about this before.
Yeah.
The Pluto in...
The Pluto generations, yeah. And I'm very interested in that. So I wanted, you know, to... not a lot of books that are specific to the generations, really, in astrology. But this one is a great supplement. And if there is anyone that's just getting into the topic that wants a simple overview with a lot of great lists that tell you who has Saturn conjunct Neptune, for example.
So is that a new book, or it's been around a while?
It is very, very new. I think it came out in 2012.
It's nice to know, well, yeah, that's still pretty new for astrology books, isn't it? It's nice to know that people are still actually putting out new thought.
Yes, yes, definitely.
There's always another way to package it so information can be understood and sent along the line. And there's so many topics in astrology that we can cover, or a book could cover, that it never ends, does it?
No.
And I find it interesting that your bookshelf and my bookshelf, we're not really meshing at all, are we, with the books?
Yeah.
We're not often saying, oh, I've got that, are we?
It's funny, too, because when we have certain topics, I always worry, oh, we're going to have the same book, but we don't.
We never do.
It's great. It works out well.
Yeah. Good. No, so, that was excellent. So, there we go.
Got some gifts for the signs.
Yeah. Today we spoke about giving gifts for the actual signs, and I'm going to put a link on the site back to post on my blog. Mm. And I also have another piece on there about what to give, which I maybe should have brought, what to give if you have an astrologer, what astrologers would like as gifts. So I'll link to that as well, which is quite interesting. So there's always hope. We live in hope, don't we? Because I think the best clients are those that do bring chocolates and cookies.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you do remember them over and
above.
Wrapped
nicely, yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, I did have a student when I was living in Toronto, and she brought this box of Belgian chocolate, which was about a foot square, similar to what we get here at Christmas. And it was so ornately ribboned and sealed, and as you open the box, it kind of unfolded into this, like a swan thing opened up. And
wow.
It was, I remember her to this day, and that must have been 10 years ago.
Oh my gosh.
I know. Wow. So there you go, right?
Nothing matters.
It does. Presentation is everything. And if you don't think it is, then try it on a Leo and just toss it through them, and it's not going to work. You probably get it thrown back. Anywho.
Yeah. Totally.
So that's our gift giving guide.
Feel free to email us.
Please do.
Yes.
We'd love to hear from you. We've got some fabulous fans out there.
Yes.
And we've got our favorite fan, and thank you for your comments.
Yes, absolutely. accessastrology@gmail.com. You can also subscribe to us on iTunes.
Yes.
We are in the iTunes store. Just search astrology and you'll find us, or just Access Astrology. You can also find us online at accessastrology.com, and you can subscribe to us on Twitter or follow us or whatever you say.
Follow you on Twitter. You follow us on Twitter?
Twitter, yes. Click.
Twitter's gaining traction, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's our gift giving for the signs. Access Astrology is produced and recorded by Roger Aaron Toews. I'm Arwen O'Neill.
And I'm Alison Price.
Thank you for joining us.
And we'll see you next time.
Yeah.